Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all of your trails are happy. Thank you so much for joining us and supporting local radio. We'll be back your way with community conversation on our morning show get-together next. WRCO, the news this hour, courtesy of ABC, is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The investigation continuing in Winder, Georgia for a motive in the school shooting that left two students and two teachers dead. A 14-year-old in custody. ABC's Andrew Dimbert also says he was known.
Investigators say the teen had been on the FBI's radar for more than a year. The FBI says agents received tips in May of last year about threats to commit a school shooting. Investigators determined the threats came from then 13-year-old Colt Gray, who denied making threats at the time. The FBI says the teen's father stated he had hunting guns in the house, but his son did not have unsupervised access to them, and there was no probable cause to take action. And the local sheriff's office determined the threats could not be substantiated.
Judge Tanya Chutkan hearing arguments today over Donald Trump's January 6th election subversion case in light of the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. UK prosecutors dropping charges against Harvey Weinstein, saying they would have a hard time getting a conviction. This is ABC News. Two popular online retailers are now in the crosshairs of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
The brightly colored up-tempo ad promises deep discounts.
Download the Temu app and shop like a billionaire.
But U.S. regulators say Temu and fellow Chinese-based retailer Shein may be selling products that don't meet this country's safety standards, specifically baby and toddler products. Shein says it prioritizes customer safety. Temu insists that it requires its third-party sellers to comply with all regulations, that it will cooperate with the U.S. probe. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Going up for auction this month, a film of President John F. Kennedy's motorcade racing to the hospital after he was fatally shot in Dallas. The footage just misses the limousine carrying the president and First Lady Jackie Kennedy. A no-hitter in Chicago last night, Cubs pitcher Shota Imanaga, and two relievers teaming up for the final score, 12-0. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469, for carryouts from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Losing a loved one is never easy, and it never will be. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pre-planning won't take the grief away, but with a plan in place, families can spend their time and energy supporting each other and healing, instead of worrying about what to do next. We're ready to support you when you're ready to make a plan or simply ask a question at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
A high in the low 80s today with some shower chances through the afternoon. Southwest winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Any showers ending early tonight, a low of 52. Partly sunny Friday and 65. 40 for a chilly low on Friday night. Saturday 65 with sunshine. And Sunday sunny, breezy, and mild with a high of 75.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the show barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
On our morning show from WRCO and WRCE, we have guests coming in today to talk about an amazing event at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Quint Hertz and Teresa Brewer are here representing the parish and an upcoming event that they have going on. Quint, good morning to you. Good to have
you. Good morning, Phil.
Yeah.
Nice to be
in the studio.
It's been a few years since I've done this, way back when Ron was in control here, so...
Back in the day. Well, welcome back. It's been too long then.
we've done it before.
Yes. Well, tell us a little bit about, first of all, your parish, Immaculate Conception Parish.
Okay, way back, actually, when I moved to Boscobel, which would have been 46 years ago, we had a Catholic school there in Boscobel, and we tried to keep that operational. Unfortunately, we had a lot of problems. Our heating system was defunct, and we just had other needs. So there were actually seven of us got together, and we said, hey, we need to get serious about generating some money and filling some of the needs that we have here at the parish. So we ended up starting a big raffle that was actually a $10,000 raffle, first prize. And that kind of got squashed down the road. We did that for 2 years, and then that got squashed because we were mailing a lot of our raffle tickets using the U.S. mail. Of course, there was an 1898 law against that, and so we were told by the state gaming commissioner that we had to find other ways to solicit these tickets and sell these raffles. So we decided to go another route, and we scaled back to a $5,000 raffle, which we have now. Pays out $3,000 first prize, and then $500 second, $250 third. Then we have 10 $100 winners and five $50 winners. So total of 18 winners on this raffle. We're currently selling those tickets. We have a number of locations, the port, which I think a lot of people in this area know where it is, by Blue River. We also have like the Poorhouse and Boscobel, and we have St. John's Catholic Church in Muscadet. So we have other areas, units that are selling these tickets as well. But we will continue selling them tickets. In fact, the day of this event, which is next Sunday, not this Sunday, Sunday after, September 15th, we will sell up to the time of the drawing, which is at 3 o'clock. But it's an ongoing event. We have, like I said, been very successful over the past 20 years for sure, where we generated enough money to pay for expansion. We have renovated the old schoolhouse. We converted that into a hall. We can seat 300 people in that hall. And also the school area itself was converted into office space for the church. And we also, this past, about 7 years ago, we added an addition to the church, a gathering hall where we meet and greet and so on after Mass. And so we've been very successful. Last year, we completed our loans on the construction process, and so that's free and clear. Funds that we generate, like starting this year, will go for maintenance. We got other issues that we have to deal with, like a parking lot and so on and so forth. So, that's a little bit about the history of our church and where we're coming from. But Teresa now has taken over as the chair. I held that position for, 15 years, whatever. And then Tom Waltz took over, and he stepped down this year. Now Teresa Brewer has accepted the responsibility. And, it's a big job, job.
No kidding. Teresa, I know you've been out soliciting ads and getting everything ready for the 15th and your big fundraiser. Maybe you could talk about some of the things. It looks like an action-packed day that day on the 15th.
It is a huge action-packed day. We do have a lot of kids' activities. We have the Kinchi Pedal Pole that's sponsored by Hall Ceilings. We're going to have the M&M Pony Rides, and those are sponsored by the Knights of Columbus. And we're also having, for the kids, the face painting. They'll have a fishing tank and a sawdust dig. We're People's Bank and Utter Brothers sponsored putting coins into that sawdust dig for the kids to find. And we also are adding this year meat paddles, which definitely an adult activity. Todd Bell at the Poorhouse is overseeing that. He does have meat paddles taking place every Saturday there, and that's always a big sellout crowd, so we thought that would be a great thing to add to the chicken barbecue since we do have the bar set up there. And we had Philbacks, who are sponsoring quarter beef for this, and the Driftless Meats, which is Mark Winters, is sponsoring the processing for that beef, and also providing coolers for us to keep it frozen. And Heather and Roy Kramer are sponsoring a half a pig, so we'll have beef and pork that will be available as part of the meat paddles activity. And Todd Bell is going to oversee the whole thing, and he's an expert at it, so it'll be great to have him doing that. And we have a live auction that will be taking place. We have several individuals who have made crafts for, and as you're, there's just no way to mention all of those names, but a lot of people from the parish and the community have come forward and donated items that they have handcrafted that will be as part of the auction. And we have a few businesses that have sponsored items, Bob's Auto Body, Furniture Decor, and more. Counting Associates are a few of the businesses that have sponsored items for that.
I'm guessing there are some unique items, Teresa. Like, are there some pies and cakes and the whatnot?
it's going to be a family event, and that's basically what we always have tried to achieve, a family community event. And it's always been on the third Sunday of September. We start with the Mass at 10 o'clock, and then after Mass, of course, people can go on over to the hall and eat. We start serving at 10:30 in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And in the past, we've fed about half the people at the church itself, at the hall. And the other half is takeout or home delivery. Now, we have quite a few people that have no means of getting to church or whatever to get their food or pick up their meal. So we deliver, and we don't charge anything for that. And that's been very successful, especially for the older people that, like I said, cannot make it. We have a call-in. Christy Ritchie, I think probably everybody knows her. She has worked at Richland Grant Telephone Company for a century or more, I believe. Anyway, Christy mans the phone in the morning. So the call-in and the number is 608-375-4257. Look at that. I remember that.
Good memory.
So people call in for their food and take them. Now, I want to brag a little bit about our meal itself. We buy only the quality Arcadia fryers, and we'll serve between 1,000 and 1,200. It's a half a chicken, plus we have potato salad and bush beans, again from Wisconsin, and a bun and butter and milk and coffee. And then at the end, we have a pie. Now, you have a choice of three different pies. You have a pumpkin, apple, and a cherry pie. And we have the women of the church baking these pies, 192 pies.
Mm.
And they're not bought 6-inch pies that you buy down the store. These are homemade 8-inch pies. So,
are you a taste tester then?
I generally get my share.
Okay.
Yes. There's, you know, three different pies that you got to choose from. But yeah, and the cost of the meal, we're charging $12.50 for adults, and 12 and under is $5. And now the children's their meal is a little different. They have two drumsticks, and at the hall they can have choice of potato salad or mac and cheese. If it's a carry out, of course we can't do the mac and cheese. They get potato salad, but they also get the pie and the bun and the bush beans. So we try to cover, you know, everybody, all ages, and it's been very successful in the past. Now, after your food and so on and so forth, we serve till 2 o'clock, but then we go out behind churches. We have the big tent, and of course the Packers Colts game will be on. We have a TV set there by the refreshment stand. And that starts at noon. And then at the same time, we have bingo. Goes till 2 o'clock. Besides all that, we have raffles, a lot of raffles. We have also gift raffles, the gift baskets, and 50-50. I guess tip board. Overall, it's a fun afternoon, and that's what we try to generate, you know, there. Then we have the meat paddles, like Teresa said, at 1:30 till 2:30. Oh, I forgot to tell you, 11:30, we have signed up for the beanbag tournament. And all I can say is all you hotshots that think you're good at beanbags, come take on the challenges. We have a guy, I hope he makes it, from Prairie du Chien. His name is Don. Now I forgot his last name. Anyway, this guy, he's usually in the winner's circle. He's good. Pat Foley is the one that heads up the beanbag tournament. Besides that, we have, like I said, or Jesus said, the meat paddles. And then we kind of finish it with, we have the drawings, which is around 3 to 3:30. And then at we finish with the live auction, which is about 15 items, I believe. So it's going to be a long day. But we should do well, and hopefully it's going to be a sunny day. Like I said, I've been here 46 years, and I can't remember one Sunday where we had a problem with the weather or anything.
The prayer, usually, prayer must work then.
Yeah. Usually we put that assignment on the priest. He has to pray for good weather for that day.
Teresa, I'm impressed at all of these things that you and Quinn have been mentioning. You must have a whole bunch of volunteers to head up some of these committees, right?
And it would not happen without all of the volunteers that are coming together. And, I mean, several people like Marlis Hennessy and Lisa Fryer have done the scheduling for several years, and they've continued to, you know, dig through and pull it together and compare and make sure that we are involving everyone in the parish that is participating. So, yeah, it's not a one-man show, that's for sure, or one-woman show,
right? But you have to have somebody heading up bean bags and, you know, yes, chicken cookers and
exactly.
All that, so.
And fortunately, we had people doing it.
Usually, yeah. The pit crew comes in about 4:30.
Okay,
we have to get the briquettes hot, you know, and what we do is we test every batch to make sure the chicken is well done so they be tested. And that's part of the responsibility of that crew. And, well, that's a lot of servings, you know, 1,200 or whatever we thereabouts. So,
do you run out from time to time, or is it?
Well, I'm going to tell you, when I was chair a few years back, we got down to 7 birds.
Oh.
That's how close. 7 meals from running out.
Okay.
So we've been fortunate to be able to kind of guess exactly what our needs are.
So if you're going to Mass at Immaculate Conception that day, you don't have to leave before the final blessing to go get your chicken. You're going to have plenty of time.
You have time. You have okay. Up to 2 o'clock.
Okay.
We have seated, I think, 260. So we'll turn that maybe 3 times, 2.5 to 3 times. People come and go, and it works out very well. You don't have to stand in line too long if you do. So it works out very well.
Good fundraisers. You mentioned you've paid down some bills, you made some improvements. Is there somewhere where you're looking at the funds going this year, Quint? Or what's the plan after this year's celebration?
Well, that we haven't determined yet. Of course, we have merged with other parishes, you know. I was part of the merging committee. We had 4 churches merge into our Corpus Christi parish. Mm-hmm. And so they have needs also. And we have a parish up at Clyde that is functional only on Labor Day, where the Mass is said and so on. So you know, that's maintenance there. You have cemetery and this kind of thing. So there's ongoing need for financial funds. And then we have the other parishes like Inavoca and St. John's that they generally take care of their own needs. But still, at the same time, there's, and now we're going to be merged into another family out of Fenimore for churches, Castle Rock, and and Irish Ridge up there, St. Lawrence O'Toole, and Fenimore. So there's other needs for finance as well, and improvements and so on. So I don't think there will be any situation where we don't need anymore.
I was going to say, keep not banking the money.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Are you a part of the Lacrosse Diocese then?
There? No, we are Madison Diocese.
Madison Diocese there, okay.
Whereas Richland Center here now, you're part of Lacrosse.
Right.
And Rolling Ground, which is
sure
close to our area, and Seneca and all those churches up on that ridge. They're all part of Lacrosse also.
That must be the cutoff line in
that
area. Then.
Yeah, like the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So coming up on the 15th, it's a big day. Teresa, anything else you'd like to add about the festival?
Well, just like Quint said, it's going to be a fun day, and we hope that the whole community and the whole area will come out and have a good time with us.
Yeah. Sounds like you have all the bases covered, so it's something for young and old,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Sure.
Big family event.
Definitely. And then the auction items, can you still take some donations there if anybody would like to help?
For the live auction, we really would have a limit because we're trying to make that stay at an hour. But we will do a silent auction if we have to. Right now, we don't really have anything planned for a silent auction. But if more items end up coming in, we won't refuse them. We just do a silent auction.
And the drive, you have a drive-through for the chicken barbecue or where people can pick up their chicken?
There is a carry-out.
Carry-out.
Mm-hmm. It's not really a drive-through. They'd have to stop by the curb and come in. But we do have carry-outs. And then, like we said, we can call in for deliveries.
Call in for deliveries. So you aim to please. Then, yeah, somebody has to volunteer to take the chicken out, too. So.
Yes. Well, all those people are on the schedule. So.
You got all your bases covered. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
So it's the 67th annual.
Yes.
You've got to be pretty proud of that, Teresa.
Yes, that's why it couldn't fall down and not happen. I was like, after Tom was, there wasn't anybody just really wanting to step up. And I'm like, well, we can't not do this. It's been going on too many years.
Right.
So
keep it going.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Anything else either you'd like to add that we missed today?
Well, all I can say is come and enjoy a big Sunday, and that's September 15th. We'll be happy to see you, and we'll try to treat you right.
I'm sure you will. Sounds like rave reviews on the chicken. So,
exactly.
And everybody loves a good chicken barbecue. That's coming up on the 15th. Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel welcomes one and all to their 67th annual chicken barbecue, kids games, and all kinds of fun. Thanks to Quint Hertz and Teresa Brewer for being our guest in this portion of the morning show.
Welcome back, students and teachers. On behalf of all of Rockwell, we would like to thank everyone who participated in the back-to-school supply drive, and we're wishing you all a happy and healthy school year. We would also like to extend a thank you to all truck drivers. September 15th through the 21st is National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. Be sure to thank a truck driver for all of their hard work and dedication.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Jamie Makovic Sporting Goods Collection Auction. With over 40 guns, tons of ammunition, and a huge selection of sporting goods and equipment, you wouldn't believe the hunting items, scopes, fishing equipment, mounts, antlers, and even a Harley-Davidson motorcycle for sale at this auction. This is a live auction only. This auction is Friday, September 20th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info and a complete listing at wilkinsonauctions.com.
This is the Compeer Minute. Our guest for this episode is Compeer Financial Chief Mission Officer John Munson.
We're serving rural populations innovatively to help rural communities be dynamic and thriving. Ag communities are very dependent on strong rural communities. It's essential that we have the right kinds of amenities in place. And of course, we know that strong rural communities need also strong agriculture as well. We have a lot of lending channels that are out there right now, but they're not all meeting the need of the funding needs of those small businesses and infrastructure in those communities. It restricts a lot of the economic potential. The ones that we're focused on right now are really around some of the critical resources for agriculture to thrive. They need some infrastructure funding. There's a $200 billion need in rural America, infrastructure funding. We have invested a lot of time and energy and expertise and resources to committing in a way that'll make the most impact.
Compeer Financial, committed to serving agriculture and rural America. Learn more at compeer.com.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Oak Hooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Remember, we have those records for sale here. I didn't mean to hurt anybody's feeling by saying record collectors are nerds, but I tell you, it's a fun thing for them. You get a little nerdy, just like collecting comic books and all kinds of other things. Oak Hooch Books and Libations, where there's collections of great things with really smart guys telling us which one. Downtown Richland Center.
On our morning show, David Benjamin is our guest. He is the author we've had on from time to time, and here's a guy who stays really busy. David, you got another book out.
Yes, the title is Cheat, C-H-E-A-T. It's the fifth in a small-town crime series, which features the police chief of a fictional town called Hercules, Wisconsin. The chief's name is Jim Otis.
And this is another book in that series. I guess my question is, can somebody just read this book and not know any of the background of the other books?
Well, you know, one of the challenges for anybody writing a series like this is to make sure that each book follows logically from the previous book, but also can be read separately. It can be a discrete story. That doesn't necessarily require a previous knowledge of the character and the town and the incidents and so forth. So what authors do, and I've read a number of series, is that in any point in the story where you need explanation of something that happened before, you do it in a quick thumbnail. You make sure that the reader is caught up on what happened before, and then you move in, and then you return back to the story.
Certainly. And this, I guess for our Richland Center listeners, this small town, fictional town, is a town not unlike Richland Center. Is that correct?
Well, I located on Highway 33 in between Hillsboro and Wildcat Mountain. So it's in your territory.
Ah. Okay. And you kind of...
Well, not there.
Well, you grew up in the small town, so certainly, you know, a lot of the things that you took from your early days, you put into your writing, haven't you?
Oh, yes, right. I grew up in Tomah, but and I also, edited the weekly newspaper in a town in Massachusetts, Mansfield, Massachusetts, which was had a population of a little bit, of about 10 to 13,000 when I was there. So I know small towns pretty well.
The book is called Cheat, and I know it's a mystery. And why do you think that we as readers are so drawn to mysteries, David?
Mysteries, murder mysteries, they have a history that goes back only to about the middle of the 19th century. But when Wilkie Collins wrote The Moonstone and The Woman in White, and then Conan Doyle started writing the Sherlock Holmes stories, those caught on, and I think probably because, there's a passage in the Bible that says, in the midst of life, we are in death, and every murder mystery brings that sense of fragility and possible danger into people's lives. And it does. And the story, it's a book. It's a mystery story, so it does so safely. You can venture into that world of death without actually having to cope with it yourself.
And I think us as readers and viewers, if you're watching a show like that, I think sometimes you put yourself in the place of maybe the character, the whodunit character, kind of trying to hide it and kind of, act like everything's fine. And I think that's part of our psyche too, isn't it?
Yeah, a murder is a ghastly thing to encounter. None of us want to come across a dead body or be involved with people who kill other people. But by investing that event into a character who is competent to deal with death, and who has qualities that are not terribly different from everybody else, makes it not only palatable but entertaining in a strange way. And of course, we've been entertained by murder ever since Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Were those kind of books that influenced you back in the day?
Well, I didn't really start reading mysteries until about the middle of my life. I was a serious student of literature and a writer of stories that weren't necessarily mysterious. But then I encountered some of the great murder mystery writers like Raymond Chandler and Dashiell Hammett and so forth, and I started looking for really well-written murder stories, mystery stories, and so forth, and found out that I could not only enjoy them, but I could emulate those writers and come up with my own stories.
When did you write your first story?
I began writing when I was in second grade in the back of my spelling workbook, and I started my first novel in third grade and was reading chapters from that novel to my classmates in fourth grade in Mrs. Ducklow's class in St. Mary's School in Toma.
Goes back that far. Do you still have that first story?
Oh, God, no. I'm glad I don't. Trust me, it would be embarrassing to even read the first page.
So you've lived all over the world, right? You kind of, do you go part year to Paris? Is that correct?
Yes. My wife and I have an apartment in Paris. We've had it since 1995. And three of my books and a lot of my essays are set in Paris. I met my wife in Tokyo, and I lived there for 7 years. And one of my novels, Black Dragon, takes place in Tokyo. It was the New York NYC Big Book Award Best Political Thriller in 2019, which was it's very satisfying.
That's awesome. Do you bounce ideas, your manuscripts, off your wife to see how she reacts or not?
We used to do that more, but Joko, her name is Joko Yoshida. She's a journalist. She's involved in her own newsletter on technology, and she's swamped all the time. So I'm not able to share my work in progress with her as much as I used to when she was employed by someone else. But she's still my most dependable and skeptical critic. If I do something wrong, she will jump on it very quickly.
How many books have you written, David?
I've got right now 19 books in print. These are under my imprint, Last Kid Books, which I should probably mention my website, which is where people can buy the book. It's www.lastkidbooks.com.
Last Kid picked that one. That resonated with a lot of people. Has that been your biggest seller? If not, which one?
Oh, The Life and Times of the Last Kid Picked, which was originally published by Random House and which is now under my imprint. Yes, that's probably my biggest, that's definitely my biggest seller. But it's just funny. I have a sequel to The Life and Times of the Last Kid Picked called Fat Vinny's Forbidden Love. And I wrote it, I started writing it for Random House before Random House had this huge upheaval and dozens of people were fired, including my editor. I started writing Fat Vinny for them, and then since my connection with Random House was terminated, had nothing to do with me. But so I let Fat Vinny's Forbidden Love sit around for years and years, and then I got back to it. And I got back to it when I think I was a better writer. So when people say they like The Life and Times of the Last Kid Picked, I tell them, well, you probably like Fat Vinny better.
Uh-huh. So, in other words, you're probably a little bit critical of yourself sometimes, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Because I was a newspaper editor, and I had to review not only my copy but other people's copy all the time, and because I edit all my wife's copy too. I'm not just a writer who throws things out and kisses them goodbye. I go back over it again and again and again because it's just part of my nature. Plus, I really enjoy editing.
Who does your illustrations? I mean, I look at some of the covers of your books and they're out of sight. Do you have the same person do those all the time?
I have three sources for covers. My main cover artist is an illustrator I teamed up with originally in Tokyo. His name is Greg Holfeld. He now lives in Australia, and whenever I have a new manuscript that needs a cover, I send the manuscript to Greg in Felixstowe, Australia, and he comes up with usually with a perfect idea on his first try. Two of my books the covers are done by my wife Junko Yoshida. She does watercolors, and she's really good at watercolors. So the two of my Paris books, Skullduggery in the Latin Quarter and Bistro Nights, the covers are done by Junko. And then a couple of books, I've just searched the internet for good images and made sure that I had access to those images, and I use those for covers. So those are my three sources.
You have the book about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, and that was fascinating. I think we talked about that last time you were on, but
right.
that book's been well received too, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, right. That won the Midwest Book Award in 2020, I believe. Might have been 2021. I lose track of these things. Yes, but, you know, and I think what we talked about before is even though the title is They Shot Kennedy, the title is a quote from a high school kid who's a minor character in the novel. But the novel is really about a group of kids in high school who were there at the time that Kennedy was shot, and I was in high school then, and how their lives are affected and not affected by one of the most important historical events of the 20th century. It's really about how we can go on with the trivial elements in our lives and not pay attention to the big things that are happening in the world that are going to affect our lives for the rest of our life.
That was based on an actual event. You've not written a lot of books like that, have you?
The series, you know, I have a group of four books, which I call my coming-of-age quartet, starting with The Last Kid Picked, followed by Fat Vinny. They Shot Kennedy and Summer of 68, which was the last in that series, are both focused on moments in history, in recent history, history when a lot of us are we're young and still alive and so forth. I use real events and real history when they're useful for my story. In Black Dragon, for instance, which takes place around 1990, it's very important for people to understand the politics of Japan, some history of Japan, but of course I explain all that in the book, and I tried to be accurate about that history, or else somebody was going to jump all over me.
I know you give out scholarship money every year to a young writer. Do you still do that?
Yes. It's called the Robert M. Schuster Short Prose Award. I administer it and provide the money every once a year at La Follette High School, where I went to high school. It's named after Bob Schuster, who was the editor of the first underground literary magazine at the high school. He was a member of the class just ahead of me, in the same class as my sister Peg, and he edited and fostered a magazine which we called The Id, and I was the writer who tended to monopolize the pages of The Id, and so I was heavily involved also in the printing and distribution of it. We sold it for a quarter.
Mm-hmm. Do you have advice for young authors?
One of the things that I try to tell them, what they hear from their creative writing teachers, if they have one, is to write what you know, which means write about yourself. And one of the things I try to tell kids is that you don't have to make everything you write into a confession of your deepest needs and fears and hungers. I tell kids that there is more than one self in every person, that there are aspects of you that can be pieces of you that can be turned into characters which aren't really like you at all, but reflect something deep inside of you. And so I tell kids that you are many characters, and when you write about yourself, you can take one of those characters, a piece of yourself, and turn it into a story that's completely outside of your own experience.
Will you be making any appearances coming up promoting your books?
Yes, on the 7th Saturday from, I think, 10 till 1, I'll be at the Literatus and Company in Watertown. To talk about, I'll be meeting and greeting people. I'll be talking as much as possible about my latest title, Cheat. I'm thinking about the address here. It's on Main Street in Watertown. I think it's 310 West Main, but it might be East Main. I have to look it up every time I go there. But it's a great little bookstore, really well laid out. And Wes, who operates the place, is a real pro. They also have coffee and Danish and all kinds of stuff like that. So it's a great place to spend a Saturday afternoon.
Awesome. Any time you'll be through the Richland Center area coming up this fall, or do you know?
I'd like to. I don't have anything on schedule right now, but you have this little bookstore in Richland Center called Okooch,
right?
And I'd love to come and visit there. You might want to tell the proprietor to invite me over.
I will do that. Absolutely. I see him quite often. So, all right, David. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and we appreciate you being on the air with us, and we hope that people will check out your new book called Cheat.
I appreciate it. I always appreciate talking to you, Phil. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. David Benjamin joining us here on this portion of WRCO's Morning Show.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic.
Let's find us again with Us Mote from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. The Richland County Fair gets underway today. In fact, the rides will start rolling around 5 o'clock today, but everyone is welcome to come out as all the entries get in place. We've had some questions here at the studios wondering about it, and it is a free gate all day and tonight as well. So a good day to go and get in and take in all the sights and sounds. Again, a free gate today and tonight at the Richland County Fair, at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Speaking of which, we have an update from the Richland County Fair. In fact, we'll be having a few of those as we lead toward the big weekend as well. That is coming up next on the morning show.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This year's WRCO Richland County Fair reports are sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Richland Electric Company, Muller and Sons Excavating, Sunshine and Giggles, Utter Brothers Creamery, and Hartung Brothers Incorporated.
On this part of the Richland County Fair updates, we're going to talk a little bit about a mentorship program, which goes on through 4-H and the junior leaders. And Riley Banker is back to talk with us. Tell me about the mentorship program, what that means to you.
So the mentorship program is a really fun program that you can do through SHEEP. And it's pretty much where you sign up and you're given a grant to buy whatever sheep you want. And you go and you can have a sheep at either your mentor's house, or if you're in high school, you can have it up at the high school because we have a nice barn there. And or you could house it at your own farm. And pretty much your mentor will go and they'll help you with it. And then eventually you will take it to county fair, where depending on which program you did, which could be the breeding or the market, you would sell it. You would sell your lamb.
Do you have to apply for that then?
Yes, there are some papers that you could get through Steve Banker. So you would reach out to him and he'd give you papers to apply for, and you'd get a specific amount of money depending on how many lambs you want to do. And then you would probably get accepted and then you're in the project.
How many students do you mentor then?
I just mentored the one student this year. So she's up at the high school, and I will go and I help them out every once in a while, and we monitor their lambs so that we make sure that lamb's doing all right and all of that.
Mm-hmm. So then they're kind of like, when they show at the fair, it's kind of like pretty personal to you too. You want them to do well, don't
you? Yes, it is very, you really just want them to succeed and you want them to have a good experience so that hopefully they come back or they want to do more stuff like that in the future.
Indeed. So anything else you'd like to add about the program? And
I don't don't think there's anything else I would like to add other than just know that you don't have to have a farm to do it. And there are so many people in the community within the Sheep Project that would like, that would love to help you out. And we'd love to have more people come in and show sheep with us.
Indeed. And so sometimes you've got those animals at your house, you probably feel a little, maybe people are a little envious that you've got them right at your house.
Then, yeah. Right? It's nice to definitely have sheep at your own house. So, but I mean, some people can't, and that's okay. So, yep. Yeah.
The more the merrier, you know, as yes. far as showing and everything. Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it, Riley. And Brendalyn Knabel also is a member of this particular group, the mentorship program. So, Brendalyn, from your standpoint, do you have sheep at your place?
I do. This year, I think right now we have 14 lambs in our shed.
That's all? Okay.
We
You've done pretty well.
We built the shed for, like, max of 8 sheep. But this year I'm mentoring 3 students. 2 of the students' lambs are at my house, and then the other girl keeps hers up at the high school. And so she has 2 wethers. Eliza has 2 wethers, a yearling, and a lamb, ewe. Mm-hmm. And then Bella Federley, she has 2 wethers and a ewe and a yearling. So they'll be at the county fair and showing. I just hope they do well. And they came back from last year.
You're
so
rooting for them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they came back,
they
that
came
means
back, right?
They had a good time,
yeah,
right? It was
exactly.
rewarding for them. So is it rewarding for you, though, as well?
It is. I love seeing them in the show ring teaching, even like the little kids. When we were at State Fair, there were so many people that were just asking questions, and Eliza and Sierra were soaking it up, and they were telling them about the sheep and what they do, and just seeing, like, the little kids, too, coming up and asking to pet the lambs, and they're always like, they're so soft, so.
It's a lot of work, then. Do you have to meet with each individual that you mentor, then, or do they do it together?
Yeah, so they come over to my house whenever it works for their schedule, usually the week or two before fair, state fair or county fair. They'll start coming every night to make it a regular, just getting that extra time with the lambs, making sure they're ready. They come over and help feed, and then we walk them and then work hands-on. So
great. Looks like a lot of fun. Hopefully a lot of people will come out and see the show and check out the animals as well.
Yeah. Hope to see you there.
Thanks for being our guest.
All right. Thank you.
Brendalyn Knabel and Riley Banker before that here on this portion of our updates.
This year's WRCO Richland County Fair Reports are sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Richland Electric Company, Muller & Sons Excavating, Sunshine & Giggles, Utter Brothers Creamery, and Hartung Brothers Incorporated.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee and a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich and a side of hash browns for $6. You know Dunkin' coffee, it's always made just how you like. The bacon, egg, and cheese is the most toasty and delicious. And crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in a new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while it lasts. Excludes espresso and cold brew beverages. Offer valid on bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches only. Excludes seasoned bacon. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Exclusions and terms apply.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast?
U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just